Vincentians have been urged to continue to adhere to the COVID-19 safety protocols in order to protect themselves from contracting the virus. The advice comes from Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Kisa-Beach.
Lots of persons don't want to hear these things. They want to think that COVID is over. I even heard someone on the television station saying that the pandemic is over. But last time I checked, WHO had not declared that the pandemic is over. And we know very much throughout the country, throughout the region, throughout the world, that cases are going up again. So we are very much still in the pandemic. We still need to continue to follow the guidance that we have been given since the beginning of this situation, which would be wear your mask, sanitize, space, and get vaccinated and boosted appropriately. The advice has changed as we learn more and as this disease changed its behavior. So that's what we are stressing. We now are fortunate that we have vaccines for children as young as 5. This is not a mandatory vaccination. We are advising, we are recommending that parents think about it, get the information from their pediatricians about whether or not they should get their child vaccinated. We advise that children with underlying conditions, just as we say with adults with underlying conditions, should be vaccinated. So children who have sickle cell, who have asthma, who have diabetes, those are the children we really would prioritize as needing to be vaccinated to protect them. The vaccines still work. They decrease your chances of getting seriously ill or dying if you get COVID.
Regionally in Trinidad and Tobago, the Ministry of Health recorded 201 new COVID-19 cases and no deaths in its recent update. The ministry says that there were 5,949 people in home isolation and 99 patients in hospital, 3 in the high dependency unit and 2 receiving critical care. Step down and state supervised facilities remain empty across Trinidad and Tobago. Internationally, cruise lines stocks, including Carnival, Royal Caribbean, and Norwegian, rose on Tuesday after the U.S. Center for Disease Control ended its COVID-19 program for cruise ships. The CDC's program for cruise ships, which became voluntary early this year, required all passengers to be tested, encouraged vaccinations for staff and passengers, and outlined specific quarantine procedures in the event of an outbreak. The CDC says that it would still provide guidance for cruise ships' handling of COVID-19 cases, but that companies can now use their own strategies to mitigate the spread of the virus. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update.